WGN, Goosey 2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Hickman from StoneAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings, good afternoon, it is Oswald here with you as we come live to you 6th floor as we take you inside the game. Today it's time for Trivia, who's going to be crowned the Urban Terror Trivia Champion.
Let's kick some in.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
You know what that sound means? That is right. We do have Urban Terror Trivia, the championship round, taking place later on this afternoon. Welcome once again to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here. And thanks for tuning in to Inside the Game, powered by FileCloud. What is FileCloud? FileCloud? Well, it is our sponsor here, where you can download all league coverage and shows that take place on Inside the Game. If you happen to miss a previous Urban Radio, you can go to itg.filecloud.com, or you can just go to radioitg.com and click on files, and you will see all the files there, including all the Urban Radios from this year and all the clan-based coverage, such as the match you heard just a few moments ago, Team Pentagram defeating handily Lusitano Clan 32-10. It does require you to register, but you know what? It's definitely worth it. But you know what? If you don't want to register, that's fine. You can go to activewar.de or deadllamas.net and get any previous episode of Urban Radio starting, I believe, at the end of 2004 and are working our way up towards up to now. How? Spawn has asked that I do provide him an with all the previous Urban Radio shows. That's damn near 100 radio shows, maybe more. It's about 2 gigs worth of files. So I'm going to have to see if I can do that for him. But it's not going to be easy to do. I'm not going to sit here uploading 2 gigs of files. Sorry. If you've been under a rock since January, then you know I have started a new show here on Inside the Game. It's called Just Push Play. It debuted the last week in January. And it's basically a radio show that centers on the decade of the 80s. I've been pleased so far with the response from the listening community over the IRC channels where I usually spam the information, which is Pound Urban Terror here and QuakeNet and Radio ITG and all three networks. So if you have nothing better to do on Wednesdays, feel free to flash back to the 80s with us. The show begins at 1300 PST. That is 2100 GMT. As I mentioned in the Urban Terror forums a couple weeks ago, a possibility of a time change for Urban Radio. Well, that is going to happen. I've decided that we're going to change the start time of Urban Radio to 1300 PST. That is 1600 EST. And that becomes 22 CET. So mark your calendars, mark your clocks. I am changing the time here. I just got to make sure that that is a good time here on Saturdays. Usually it's hit and miss because Saturdays are notorious for having quite a few matches, namely European matches, so most likely a clan-based match. But nonetheless, I have changed the time. This will hopefully help out our European gamers, allow them to tune in and actually participate in the radio show, possibly give us some more Urban Radio servers to use for the Urban Radio Server of the Week. But at least for the next few months, the radio show's probably going to be preempted by clan-based coverage, as you heard today. Same holds true for Just Push Play, which if I cast a match during the week on a Wednesday, excuse me, I am not going to do Just Push Play. That's sort of one of those fun shows that you do if there's nothing going on. But we're all about commentating, all about covering quality gameplay, which is what we do best here at Inside of the Game. So Just Push Play will be put on Just Push Pause for next few weeks, depending on match coverage. As for today, we have a somewhat of an abbreviated show for you, but the wait is over and trivia is upon us. We'll get into this shortly, as I understand we are missing Illogical, who was playing taxi, taking someone to the airport. So I'm not sure if he's going to come back, but we are going to wait like we usually do. About 25 minutes is where I had hoped to plan to do the trivia here, if my calculations are correct. But we will get into Urban Terror trivia with Hybrid-esque, Xenix, and Tarquin, and if he shows up, Illogical. So those are our four finalists. Now, Hybrid's here. I've already talked to him. He will be around. He said he's just out doing something, but he'll come through. Don't worry. Some of you might think that Invis actually opened a can of worms as he put his level developer's hat on and basically told it like it is when it comes to Urban Terror levels. Many seem to take offense or completely disagree with his professional opinion when it comes to Urban Terror maps. And poor misguided youth, that's all I got to say. I'm actually just kidding. We'll discuss this hot topic again, possibly at some length. I also want to say that the Urban Radio Server of the Week is up and running this week, provided to us by Clan Aardvark, thanks to El Presidente. If you want more information right now, head over to urbanterror.net, click on Urban Radio. You'll find all the server information right there. We are playing a Capture the Flag, and we'll also pass that out. That information on a little bit later on in the show. Speaking of ARD, they took on SCTF, Syndicate CTF, in the inaugural Clan-Based Spring 2005 Open Cup match on Monday. Unfortunately, they were not victorious, but group stage play has begun, and Inside the Game is there, as we will call all the shots over the course of probably the next two and a half months. So be sure to stay tuned for that, and tune in, listen, and play. And we also check in with No Leaf Clover, as he covers the end of the STA League, which will end tomorrow. And we'll also comment on TWL. All this, and I'm not going to say much more, but some more on Urban Radio today. And when we come back, we're going to kick things off with the Urban Terror Talking Point. We'll be right back.
Listen, all you motherfuckers! all freaks.
No freaks.
Welcome back to Urban Radio here inside the game. In the Urban Terry Talking Point, we look at the attitudes of gamers. Time and time again, I gloat about our mod having the best community I've ever been a part of. Our gamers are quite knowledgeable, skilled for the most part, enjoy the work and effort the development team has put into creating Urban Terror. But for some reason, there are always a select few who want to do nothing but bitch and complain about every little thing that relates to the mod or the community. In fact, I just found another one on the forums, and you know, it doesn't surprise me. Little asshat. My God, though, if you think things are that bad within the game or the community, you know, bottom line, just leave. Instead, they decide to be here, and they want to be heard and continue their malicious comments and negative attitudes, not only towards the team and other gamers, but you know, the overall gel of the community. I do believe the development team has been more than accommodating to the community from the early beta development 99 to the latest development on ETUT. And you know, one of those things you would think gamers would get the point is, you know, they ask, when is it going to be done? Well, we've only closed 5 posts on the same question. Maybe you will catch on here and realize, you know, we're not going to tell you when it's done. I have spoke about this before, sliding out the soapbox and taking a shot at the community, but please remember, this is just a small portion of the community. It's usually like that 5% out there who feel they are owed something for spending all the years playing our mod. Well, I hate to break it to you, but we don't owe you a damn thing. We don't force you to play the mod. We ask you to try it, and that's all. We leave it at that. If you want to continue playing it, great. Glad you enjoy it. Come join the community. If you decide the mod is something you do enjoy, then continue on playing it. But if you play it once and decide it sucks, you feel you must let the entire world know just how bad it is or how it doesn't measure up to some of those other games out there that you paid 50, 60, 70 bucks for. Sorry, but you know what? I won't stand for it. Neither will the team. So secure it and go find something else to play. I only mention this because upon release, ETUT is going to actually have an influx of new gamers to an already established community. There will be gamers like this 5% I talk about here, which will have nothing good to say, and they'll only set out to ruin the reputation of the mod and the team's reputation. Unlike many who think more is better, that only means that there are more people who feel they need to complain about something they don't like or want something in return for playing Urban Terror. And that's basically all I'm going to say on that. As for the server of the week, I am pleased to announce that we do have a host this week. Thanks to El Presidente and Clan Aardvark, we will be playing Urban Terror on their server throughout the show. You can get all the details right now at urbanterror.net. And I was going to pull that up here and got sidetracked looking at the forums, damn it. Urbanterror.net, click on Urban Radio. You have all the information there. ARDCTF, IP address 217.161.41.41. It's located in merry old England. It is admin by Sir Red, I don't know if that's Red or Red G, Nim, El Presidente, they're all short, Kitten, The Baker, Alco, Torch, Friendly Fire is on, respawn time 15 seconds. There is no cap limit, but we do play 20-minute rounds. Seems to be a standard mix of Sid-created maps, Abbey 2, Algiers, Casa Docks, Golgotha 2, Laneway 2, Ricochet, Riyadh, Rommel, Salima, Streets 2, Subway 2, Turnpike, and Uptown. And a little bit later on in the show, we'll try to drop in there for a quick fix. All the European action. I do want to thank Aardvark for sponsoring the server. And as I said, we'll drop in later there. All those in North America, you are invited to play here as well. Don't consider this just a European thing. Your ping times are going to be a little bit higher, but we don't need any complaining about ping times. Oh, and speaking of ping times, I heard someone, there was someone who said, what did they say? I'll talk about it later. Somebody said a ping time of 200 was more than playable in league play. So, yeah, more on that later. I'll touch on that. Each week we do put a call out to the community. If you'd like to sponsor a server or would like to pimp anything on Urban Radio, then fire me off an email, oswald@planetquake.com. I do want to thank those who have hosted the Urban Radio server in the past. Namely, Act of War and Clan Sixth Floor. They've put it up here quite a few times, so props to them. So hopefully, like I said, with the change in time, we will have more Europeans stepping up to the plate here and giving us a server to use. Also coming, I believe it's going to be the first weekend in March. Yeah, probably the first weekend in March, Urban Radio will be going retro. We're actually going to be playing Urban Terror 1.27. That's right. We're going to be kicking it old school, going back to Urban Terror before there is stamina and when everybody spammed with the UMP-45. We have found a host who is willing to host the server, so in the next few weeks we will put that information up as to what you need in order to play on the 1.27 Urban Radio server of the week. Should be a good time as well. Some of you have probably never played 1.27, and I think you'll be... I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I don't know what else to say about it. I'm glad we got rid of it, but I know many gamers want it back. It's more of an Action Quake-style gameplay, if I have to compare it to something. No stamina. The weapons, not really balanced. You only had a PSG-1. You did not have an SR-8. And I can still remember some of those older maps that we used to play that were, you know, They look like Action Quake maps, for Christ's sake. I mean, boxes inside of boxes inside a very big box. That was the days of Action Quake. Anyways, 1.27 coming at you here, first week of March. The Urban Terror Top 5 is back this week, and let's actually see what made the cut. Number 5 on the list, Triple Header, clan-based coverage. That's right, coming tomorrow on Inside the Game. I start at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's going to be very early for me, seeing as I work all night. But, wrong button. We do have more group stage coverage tomorrow, as we're going to start at 10 a.m. That is 19 CET, as the Pimps get it on with Nemesis Corp. 2 hours later at 12 PST, 21-CET. Second league action, Frag Robbers and Gods will do battle in our final matchup of the day. Right now, tentatively scheduled, Resurrection and Extreme Generation will go after each other. That about an hour and 15 minutes after after the Gods match. So we'll see if that actually happens. Number four, ET UT Levels. I put that up there because there is still a lot of discussion around the levels that will be ported to enemy territory. Hybrid-esque started a thread actually quite a while ago, but did not really seem to get the sort of response until Invis chimed in, which, you know, not fair, but between those two, I mean, they give some very good points as to maps that should and should not be ported over to enemy territory. We continue to refine the list. Sid, that is, continues to refine the list here as I look at the list that we currently have. And, you know, I'm not really surprised at the levels that we are agreeing upon. Most of those have already been touched on by the community. Tub, highly active in porting all of his levels. The only one he's not sure he's going to update right now is Village, the original. But, you know, that's just one out of many levels that, you know, could probably go either way. Number three on the top five, Skype.com. That's SKYPE.com. What is that? Well, that's one of the internet telephony programs out there on the internet. We used that, I believe, last week. Was it Sin who used it for the pregame? I believe it was Sin who used it for the pregame to Urban Terror coverage last week from Clan Base. Hybridisk and I actually got on Skype as well, and you know what? Pretty kick-ass. Really clear, very little latency. So I am going to start to field phone calls here during Urban Radio, probably starting next week or the following week, using Skype, skype.com. Feel free to download, install that. You can type my name in there, ITG Oswald, and we will be taking calls here in the coming weeks. Easier than buying an 800 number. I am no DJ Wheat here. I can't afford that right now, although I'd like to. Number two, I do want to say thanks to XTC from Clan Kuda. He has returned from Iraq, longtime Urban Terror player, supported a great clan in the early days of Urban Terror. I just want to say thanks for his service to the U.S. and actually to the world for his service over in Iraq. I felt he needed some props here. Welcome back to him. Guys, welcome him back. Give him a you know, give him a good time when he drops in here inside the game and also on the forums. He's been away for a little bit, so he's trying to catch up here. But nonetheless, a great guy. Glad he is back. Glad he's still in the community. And number one here on the Urban Terror Top 5, the STA Finals. This is going to be brought to you by Stigmatized Radio. That is No Leaf Clover tomorrow. Blam, going up against Veneration. We're actually going to talk about this here a little bit later on in the show, so that's all I will say about that. And when we return, we're going to drop into the Aardvark server, which is hosting the Urban Radio Server of the Week. And that's it. We're going to be right back. You're dialed in, Urban Radio, right here inside the game.
I want more. I'll give you hell, man. You will do as I command. Cause I will be here when you are gone. Yeah, I'll still be here when you are gone. I'm drunk with fear of the holy sun. I want all that I have, cause I was made to cry.
Welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you. As you can hear in the background, gunfire, gunfire, and gunfire. That's right. We are in the Aardvark server right now, and it is a full server, folks. Actually, there's one spot open, so on. I recommend you do it right now. Score 1-0. The Blue Bully Boys taking on the Pink Pansies. And I guess there's nobody really on the Pink Pansies I can make fun of, is there? Hobbs is there. I guess we can make fun of Hobbs. But good gaming action right now. I'm pinging about a 150 to it, so hop on. It is over in the UK, and I do want to thank El Presidente and Clan Aardvark once again for providing the server today. And as usual, UT Riyadh, one of the better maps here for CTF. No Leaf Clover, Space Monkey Jagged, and Atur, Dahood G4, S Null, Wham Beep, all on the blue team. And on the red team, we have Freddy K, Dello, and Inmate, or Emmett, Hobbs, Roadrunner, SETI, and UTZZLT. So props once again to Clan Aardvark. As we see the blue flag sitting in base, nobody from the red team near it. That's not a big surprise, is it? Blue team getting ready to assault the red base once again. No Leaf Clover leading the charge. And see, we already see a call for teams. Come on, SETI. Just play. Just play. Red flag on its stand. UT Riyadh, still a pretty looking map. Anyway, that's the action taking place right now on the Urban Radio Server of the Week, sponsored by Clan Aardvark. It might sound like I'm stalling, and yes, I am. We're actually waiting on Illogical. He is not anywhere to be found for the Urban Trivia Terror. Urban Terror Trivia Final. So a bit unfortunate, but it looks like we may have to continue without him. Not that I want to do that, but you know what? And I know I've put this on for numerous weeks when I probably should not have, but unfortunately, things did not allow me to do Urban Terror Trivia the following week after we had our preliminary rounds. So it looks like we may be stuck here without Illogical. And as one of the guys said in the channel we're in, he says, good. He says, I may have a chance now. So we will get into a little Urban Terror Trivia here then, and we'll see how that goes. Cue up the music here as we are going to play Urban Terror Trivia. That's right. We'll see how it goes today. We had two preliminary rounds here. First rounds were won by, I believe, Xenix and Illogical. Second rounds won by Tarquin and Hybrid-esque. And we have three of those four gamers today competing to see who becomes the Urban Terror Trivia Champion. We have 15 questions set up here. Not fairly. Some might be a little difficult. Some might be pretty easy. But this is how it's going to work. I'm going to type them the question, wait for their answer, and then I will give the question over to you guys. And from what I understand, Hybrid-esque getting liquored up. He's been at the pub eating fish and chips and drinking some of that good English beer. So one liquored up Hybrid-esque is always a good thing, folks. And if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's play Urban Terror Trivia. All right, I'm glad that we have our participants here ready to go. As I told you all, guys, he said, I didn't have a beer. I didn't have fish and chips. It was Bailey's. Well, yes, but pub. Pub just says pub. I think English, I think fish and chips, and I think beer. Sorry. So I know all these guys are listening. I know you guys are ready. Here's how it is going to work. I have them isolated in another channel. They are going to get the question typed to them. And because obviously they're monitoring Urban Terror too. So if I actually post the question in there, I know some asshat's going to try to answer it. So it's going to be easier this way. Game is on. Let's get ready to go. Here is the first question coming up to our three participants. And that question is, name city and country where Blade Killer and Rabid Cat live. Hybrid-esque, first off the block with Montreal, Canada. No, that is not right. Tarquin, still talking fish and chips. I don't know why, as these guys are going to have to hurry up here as we are looking for the correct answer, and we get it. Hybrid-esque is correct. Vancouver, Canada. More exactly, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But we will take Vancouver, Canada, Hybrid-esque on with, I can't even spell his name now, E-S-Q-U-E, on the board with 1 point. Props to him. Yeah, I'm beginning to think, oh, okay, they're alive. I was going to say Tarquin. Tarquin's still sitting here talking about fish. And Xenix, I don't know what Xenix was doing. Trying to add him in a Urban Terror match? Just kidding. All right, well, that was the first question out of the way. Didn't go as well as I thought it would. And we will continue on here. Question two has been sent to the channel. Question being, what is Sweetnut's real name? Spelling does count here, folks. And and very quickly, we get two answers back-to-back. Hybrid-esque saying Matt Vainio. Xenix saying Peter McNeil. Tarquin being shut out so far. Hybrid-esque is right. It is Matt Vainio. Now of Ravensaw. So Hybrid-esque, very quick. He has two rounds, two questions, two answers. He's got 2 points, however you look at it. Question number three, getting ready to come up here. They will get a little bit easier, so it's a five-part question. That's right, five parts. Get your thinking caps on. And so far, Hybrid-esque, so far leading 2-0 here. Unfortunately, Illogical, nowhere to be found. Next question is up, and here it comes. The question is, this is question number three, name the different game modes for Urban Terror. And very quickly, it looks like Xenix already has an answer for us. as Hybrid asks, typing all the answers out individually. Zenix, quick on that. Bomb TDM, FFA, TS, and CTF. Unfortunately, Zenix, you know what? You got owned because you did forget capture and hold. And by virtue of just 1 second, Hybrid S guy is going to take that question, too. He got them all. Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch, capture the flag. Oh, actually, he didn't either. He forgot FFA. Let's see. Who else is going to get it? That's right. I guess it is going to be Tarquin. Bomb, TDM, FFA, TS, capture and hold, and FTL. So from what I can tell, it looks like Tarquin gets on the board as Hybrid-esque FFA. There you go. Tarquin on the board. He's got a point. Congratulations to him. So score now. Hybrid-esque 2, Tarquin 1, Zenix still looking to break the goose egg here. I'm sure he will. So the next question is question number 4. It's going to take a little bit of effort to figure this one out. Maybe you have it, maybe you don't. Question number 4 is in the pipe, and here it comes. Go, go, go being sent by Zenix. Tarquin goes, I'm going in game. As question number 4, is it? Yeah, question number 4 reads, what does UT Radio 9-3 say? And we get Zenix here very quickly. Check your fire. That is correct. Good job to Zenix. He is on the board. Very competitive match here. 2 for Hybrid-esque, 1 for Zenix, and 1 for Tarquin. Question number 5, getting ready here as we copy and paste. Yeah, that was question number 4, digital. We're on a question number 5. Bueller. Anyone? Bueller. Question number 5 comes at you courtesy of all the hoochies out there. Question number 5, what is the female model's name? And Hybrid-esque, very quick on that. Tarquin initially answered Sarah and then realized, no, he was not right. Hybrid-esque, again, 1 second difference between him and Zenix. Athena is correct. So Hybrid-esque taking a 2-point advantage again as he is now up 3-1-1 against Zenix and Tarquin. And no, I'm sorry, Big Boobs is not the correct name. Now why is Athena a retarded name? Should we say that about Tarquin? I'm just kidding. That'll take us almost to the midway point here. We go to question number 6. Put your thinking caps on. This one may take you back a little bit, but I'm sure, like the other questions, this one is probably a loaded question as well. What community member updated the map UT Village? No, not the original mapper. Who updated Village? 2 guesses so far. Tarquin guesses Tub. That is incorrect. Hybrid-esque guesses SPD Hat. That is wrong. Zenix Sweet Nuts. Wrong. I feel like David Spade on that commercial. No. I predict a no storm. And Hybrid-esque coming back with a second answer. Legomancer. That is correct. Legomancer was the community member who, for better or worse, worked on UT Village. So right now, Hybrid-esque in the lead, 4 for him. Tarquin and Zenix both with 1. And like the match today, this is becoming a one-sided match. And like I said, somewhat of a loaded question. I guess if you hadn't been around, you weren't going to get it. Next question coming at you. If you have CG underscore map position 8, where is the minimap located on your HUD? Hybrid-esque chiming in first. Incorrect. It is not top center. Top right. Hybrid-esque coming back very quickly, though. Correcting himself. Going from top center to top right. He is correct. He just beats out Zenix, who also said top right. And Hybrid-esque now 5 points. Sorry, guys. Hybrid-esque just a little bit quicker to the punch. I guess that Bailey's did do him well there at the pub. Unfortunately, I still opt out for the fish and chips and the beer myself. But Hybrid-esque doing a mighty fine job here. 5 points for him so far as he continues on. And it's a bit unfortunate. Illogical's not here, but you go to the airport as a taxi driver, you lose. So right now, Hybrid Esk on the way to finding himself in the winner's circle here. Very good job here by him so far. But all is not lost yet. There's still many questions left. And we could get some. Give you some answers. All right, next question coming at you right now. Next question up is, the Map Sans was based on what movie? That's right. The Map Sans was actually based on... Well, they all got it right. Unfortunately, Hybrid Esk got it right first again. So he is making a mockery here of Urban Terror Trivia and myself today. 6 points for him now. And wow. Okay, here's a... Oswald's Face Desert Storm. Okay, here's an interesting question. I'm going to give you a list of 5 different versions here. You tell me which version was not included. Which of the following was not a version of Urban Terror? There's 5 different versions up there. And yes, I could have told you there is lag in Urban Radio. That is why I post the questions to you first. First question or first answer, the choices were 1.0, 1.3, 2.6, 3.2, and 3.5. And very quickly, Hybrid Esk, again, quick on the draw. He is correct. 1.3. Was never a version of Urban Terror. Another question coming at you. Ready? New question. So don't listen to the radio. Oh, did I screw that up? Hang on. No, I got that right. Come on, now I'm making a mockery here. Yeah. 2255. Well, mine shows different. They're trying to question who answered first here. And I show, sorry. That's how it looks to me. So, that's how it looks to me. And yes, that'll show that Hybrid S did receive it first. Although, I guess I could have been nice and given it to you, but. Anyways, back to the ready. New question is up, and here it comes. I guess I should have told you that you should be watching what I type instead of listening because I'm not mocking me. This is all in good fun. Next question. Here we go. What is the name of the laundromat on Uptown? Don't know. Well, there is a laundromat in Uptown, and it is included, so I'm sure we got 3 guys now firing up Urban Terror to figure out what the name of the laundromat is. There is a name. There is a name on the laundromat. Is who's going to come back first with the correct answer? Yeah, laundromat. It's just below the apartment building. You know, you used to be able to go in the laundromat at one time. There are laundry machines in there. There's a picture of Athena on the wall, but not any longer. That laundromat has been closed. As we await their answers here, as right now, commanding lead here for Hybrid S, 7 points, and... But as I said, Urban Terror is all for good fun. Tarquin comes back with the correct answer. That is right. Bubbles Laundromat. Congratulations, Tarquin. You have 2 points now. Very good. Very good. Better give him a moment here. Congrats, Tarquin. And come on, we had to make it a little bit interactive for you. All right, next question up. Directed to all 3 of you, and here it comes. If you wanted to play capture and hold, what game type would it be? Hybrid S quick on 5. Zenix saying FFS, and Tarquin coming back. That's 2 for him. He gets it correct. I'm not sure if that was a guess or not, but 6 is right. Congratulations, Tarquin, once again. 3, he's pulled almost up with... Hybrid S now, and he's going to have to run the table, and we'll have a tie here. Could that happen? We'll see very shortly. So our score looks like this. Hybrid S 7, Tarquin 3, Zenix 1. Next question. Oh, I'm sorry. Zenix wasn't even back when I posted the question. I apologize. I thought you were. As we see Tarquin continuing to spam numbers here. And here comes the next question. How do you start the game Breakout? That's right, Breakout we do have. How do you start it in the console? What is a command to start Breakout? I need a little bit more specific because Breakout underscore play will not work. You have to designate something in front of Breakout underscore play in order to work. So, Zenix, correct. /_ Breakout underscore play. That is correct. And seeing as this required the slash, we got to take the slash. So Zenix gets a point. He's on the board now again. 2 points for him. We continue on. As we're up to question number, it looks like 13 here. Next question. Name three leagues that play Urban Terror, guys. There's more than three, but name three that play Urban Terror. Hybrid-esque, very quick. TWL, Clan Base, STA. Good, Tarquin. A little slow there, 4 seconds late. Another point for Hybrid-esque. You didn't put a period in front of it. Next question, please. Yeah. What letter designates the SR8? Yes, there is a letter that actually designates what the SR8 is, and if you know how to get that answer, we will see. Some of them are still in the 1-6 question, or the game type 6 question. As we see Bleep Street spamming something that means absolutely nothing because we have not released Urban Terror quite yet. 8, 1, 2, and 3, those are all numbers. I'm actually looking for a letter. Yes, not a number, a letter. I think I stated that in the question. You guys are a sad case here. Sad case. Zenix, you may as well get in the fun here as we continue to see letters, both capital and small, spammed in the channel. And I guess we just asked the question, who is going to get there first? Hybrid-esque up to M now. Now on N, Tarquin is R. Zenix is a Y. My God, you guys. You guys, I thought you played Urban Terror. I thought you knew Urban Terror. Just waiting for the correct answer. And Tarquin is close, but unfortunately, like the slash in the last question, I cannot accept a lowercase z as the answer. And just by default, it is going to be Hybrid-esque. He gets it, capital Z. Z is correct. Okay, you guys can stop spamming letters now. Z is correct. And Hybrid-esque. Now 9 points, and we are down to the last question. And if the last question didn't do you in, this one will. Here is the last question. What does Aries stand for? That's right, Aries. Oh, yeah, OMFG between Tarquin and Zenix. And that is going to be the last question here, and we'll see who gets it. But by default, Hybrid-esque has won the Urban Terror Trivia. Yes, it is an acronym. Yes, it's an acronym, and it does stand for something. Yes, exactly, El Presidente. Come on, Kevin Ashman. No. No release date for ETUT. Why would he have a release date? Jeez. Tarquin and Zenix continuing to spam letters here. We're going to drop to a break and see if any of them figure out what the Aries stands for. We'll be right back.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently, the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter at this very moment.
This is the new Radio ITG.
And we are back, and none of the guesses have been correct, as I figured they wouldn't be. So congratulations to Hybrid SQ. Wins the Urban Terror Trivia with 9. Tarquin behind him with 3. Zinix 2. And Illogical, well, Illogical still driving to or from the airport in a taxi. So congratulations once again to our Urban Terror Trivia champion, Hybrid SQ. He did well. Got 9 right. They're still trying to figure out. There it goes. Tarquin. Oh, my God. Tarquin, where the hell did you pull that out from? Correct. Anatomical ray intersection and extrapolated severity. I want to know where you found that at. That is correct. By default. Ah, very good. He went back to web.archive.org and got the answer. I am very impressed. Impressive. By default, I should just give the championship to Zinix or Tarquin for coming up with that answer. But you are correct. That gives you 4 points, so you still come in second place. I'm sorry. So props to all three of you for taking part in the Urban Terror Trivia. And that is going to do it for Urban Terror Trivia. In place of the UTMD level review, we're going to continue on a hot forum topic here that pertains to levels. Gamers continue to provide their input as to what levels they feel should be ported to ETUT. Last week, I read a post by Hybrid SQ, followed by Invis's comments from a lead level designer's perspective. Remember that 5% I spoke about a little bit earlier? Well, there are still some that think Invis is wrong, and while many more agree with his comments and his list, Sid is currently in discussion as to what levels we feel should be ported over based on your input. We have an initial list that we will work from, adding to and removing from. At this time, the list is not final, and that means we're not going to share the levels on that list. But if you look at his post, I am guessing you can figure out what levels are probably going to make the cut. As I said, right now, we're looking at 12 levels. Yes, that does include community levels. We're not going to take that many, but even if we got hypothetically 4 in there, that really cuts the work down on us in order to port those other 8 levels over to ETUT. Once we make our official announcement, our official release announcement, which we will post what is going to be released. But until then, it remains under lock and key. But as I said, if you follow the few open threads in the ETUT forum, you'll get a good idea as to what we intend to port to Urban or to ETUT. First, couple things here. If we do not have the map file, there's a good chance that level will not be ported. Examples, Uptown. We don't have the .map file for Uptown, so that map will not be ported. There's a couple others right now. One that's a sort of a tough call here, UT Riyadh, because it is a superior CTF level. We don't have the .map file for that. I've been trying to get a hold of .exe. Unfortunately, his a@studmed.com email does work. So if anybody happens to know where .exe can be reached at, please let me know, as that is one of the .map files that we are trying to get. And Zinix still thinks he won. Zinix is the winner, he claims, but that is not the case. The Jedi mind trick will not work on myself, and I still think Hybrid SQ is now the Kevin Ashman of Urban Terror Trivia. What was I talking about? Oh, yes, we're talking about levels. We also take into account the current start of a particular level and what needs to be done in order to port the level over. It is more than just actually porting levels. Some levels might require a texture rework or a layout rework, while others, for example, could almost be ported directly over, such as Casa, which is probably the best overall level going right now for ETUT. As mentioned before, we're also going to include some community levels in ETUT, and this will help take some of the development pressure off us and put it in the hands of the community in order to finish and supply some levels to the official distribution. This has some of the community is some of the community have actually called for this for a long time, but up until now we did not want to do that. But now that we do, we can't seem to agree on what community levels should be included. And some, in fact, don't want it to happen. But remember, you can't please everybody all the time. And these decisions that we have to make are really no exception. So we're going to step out here, take a quick break, and come back with league news. It's Oswald. You're dialed in to Inside the Game.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot.
As I mentioned early on in the show, the Urban Radio server is up and running this week, thankfully sponsored by Clan Aardvark, playing Capture the Flag in Merry Old England. CTF is what we are playing. IP address, if you want to join, 217.161.41.41. A lot of good action on there right now. Last map I checked we were on was UT Riyadh. I would suspect we're probably on Salim or Streets too, as that's if we continue in the alphabetical order that the map cycle could possibly be in. Yeah, poor DE dust over my ass. I don't think so. And, yes, I guess Kevin Ashman would like to pimp Bailey's, as that is what cheered him on to victory today in the Urban Terror Trivia. That is IT Hybrid-esque. He was the winner of the Urban Terror Trivia. We're back to check out all your league action from the end of that Season 8 at the STA to continuing playoffs in the TWL and, of course, my favorite, Clan Base. I did receive some whining this week on the forums that the Euros are not playing fair and will not let North American clans play in their league. Obviously, some could not comprehend or understand in simple terms why this decision was made. And yes, they did play in a summer CTF Cup where a U.S. clan did compete and they did win. Unfortunately, this gamer could not get it through his thick skull that there are issues when it comes to playing in Europe, such as high ping times and 8 to 9 hours time difference, and gamers in Europe will not play past probably 2200 CET. Subtract 9 hours off of that, or actually, say what, 6 hours off that for East Coast times, and you know, still way too early. So, a lot of issues. Again, it is up to the admins to make that decision, and ping times, and as I said, start times are part of the reason as to why the U.S. will not be permitted in Clan Base. So stop your bitching, play in the leagues that are here, and enjoy. Coming up tomorrow on Stigmatized Radio, catch No Leaf Clover and Whispers as they bring you the STA Season 8 Finals featuring Blam versus Veneration. They'll be playing on Proving Grounds. Pre-game show will start at 20:30 EST. GTV will be available. For more information, go to urbanterror.net, and I do have it listed as the top news item of the day, so you can check out all that action tomorrow. GTV going to be up and running. Best of luck to both clans, and a best of luck to Whispers and No Leaf Clover over at Stigmatized Radio. They predominantly cover STA League action here. I don't like to get involved with it. Had a bad time over there. I figure I will stay with Europe's best clan base. Sorry, no offense to North America at all, but I don't want to step on any toes, nor do I really want to get involved with another league. And to be honest, it doesn't fit in with my personal schedule. I'm at work at that time at night, so for Christ's sakes, Europe is where it's at for me. Okay, I need to take a break. No, I'm just kidding. As I said, best of luck to both clans tomorrow. We'd also like to congratulate once again Clan ICU as they become two-time champions of the Flags division at STA. Moving over to TWL, the CTF finals are nearly set. Vex, as of last night, is waiting the winner of the Corrupted Asylum Fear match, and it'll be Vex versus either one of those team finals to take place on UT Riyadh, which we were just talking about here a little bit ago, being one of the best CTF maps. There you go. Riyadh going to be the final map there. Over in the Team Survivor playoff, No Skill Bastards will take on Genesis to see who takes home the trophy for Team Survivor. Finals to be played on none other than UT Casa. And moving in to clan-based coverage, it's been all I've been talking about this week. I have covered some very good matches this week. Unfortunately, a lot of them have been blowouts, but nonetheless, early group stage action has tended to be like this. As we have covered clans, as I'm trying to pull up my information here. Sorry, I was supposed to have all this set, ready to go. Urban Terror Cast, there we go. Clan Base. I got a cool little spreadsheet going here. It's like 4 pages long. You know, probably a nerd thing to do, but you know what? It really helps out in the casting. Earlier this week, we covered Aardvark and Syndicate. Unfortunately, both clans were flagged. Aardvark with a yellow, Syndicate with a red because of GID issues. No points awarded. We also covered Li Ultimi Ureri from Italy taking on IQS, the reigning champions, and Zenix was there as the admin. 41-14 IQS all over Clan GUG. Latosin family and THC. Latosin family actually won the match, but they were flagged with the yellow card. Another GID issue. THC goes on to claim victory 1-0, 10-0, however you want to do it, by forfeit, they did win. Yesterday, Bizanews defeated FPS Clan, 32-14. Oh, yeah, I got a comment on Aardvark again. You know, things got really bad for Aardvark when they pulled out the Negev Tower of Doom. That's right, El Presidente. I'm sure you know all about that. And, yeah, it was a bit unfortunate. As Syndicate CTF, very apologetic, as they had the GID issues. And today, just before Urban Radio, you heard Lusitano Clan get smacked down by Team Pentagram, 32 to 10. So another big ass whooping here early on. As we go inside the game here, two clan base checking out some of the other matches that I talked about in the pregame. No contest. Very few matches that were really close. I think I can count them on one hand. There was only about five matches that were within 2, 3, 4 points of each other when it came down to a final score. Some of the top clans here, no surprise that Pentagram won. Who else won? IQS. A bit surprised for a German clan named Just for Fun. They were defeated in the first round. They face even tougher competition this week as they go up against IQS. Curious to see how House Valhalla does. They haven't played yet. They will play back-to-back matches on Monday, taking on Nucleox at 1 p.m. Pacific, then taking on Tricky Clan, and that should be a good match. Look forward to that one. So some surprise victories. I'm just sort of surprised overall at the general happenings of the in the group stages, the big one-sided wins. Upcoming matches, as I said, I got a whole list of them here to go through. I will be finalizing the list tonight, I believe, but I ran it down here just a couple hours ago. Pimps, Nemesis Corp tomorrow, Frag Robbers and Gods, Resurrection and Extreme Generation all will be heard live on Inside the Game. Monday, we're going to bring another doubleheader to you, Syndicate versus the Gladiators and House Valhalla versus Tricky Clan. And then from there, it gets a bit dicey. Tuesday, I'm hoping to cover Sixth Sense and Team Pentagram again. Wednesday, hopefully featuring Clans of Hinkiz taking on Crypt 54. And Thursday, hopefully Ikaria and High Density, those slated to be here on Inside the Game. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to hit the mailbag here. Got a couple of messages from community members, so we'll pass that on to you. It's Oswald. We're going down right here Inside the Game.
I knew I was being threatened. Do you think it's worth holding out? I mean, I've heard some pretty ugly things about those guys. Ugly stories.
Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Rep up. Watch them creep. Hip-hop heads.
We do it like this.
Round the next sound reflects a complex hybrid dialect now. Detect the mesh of many elements compressed down. The melting pot of a super futuristic style. The combination of a vocal caress with lungs that gasp for breath from emotional stress with special effects. In a distorted collage, carefully lodged between beats of a rhythmic barrage. It's going down. The logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. A logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. Again, it is composed sentences altogether venomous. The four elements of natural force projected daily through the sound of the source. Everybody on board as we blend the sword with the pen. The mightiest the weapon, swing them right to the chin to elevate mental states long gone with the wind to defend men from shoddy imitation. Pretends it's going down. Style assimilation readily trekking through the weaponry of a pure pedigree. Cleverly seeing through whatever is ahead of me. Whatever the weather be, we advance steadily. It's going down, subterrestrial hot. A rhyme regiment is calling the shot. An execution of collaborative plots ready to bring the separation of style to a stop. It's going down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down.
Late 2004 or early 2005, I mentioned a game I picked up that was highly controversial called JFK Reloaded. It's one of those games where you actually take the position of Lee Harvey Oswald up on the sixth floor Texas School Book Depository and take your best three shots at JFK as the motorcade turns in to Dealey Plaza. Well, I just got an email here. They honestly they have a competition going on, and I knew this when I bought the game for $9.95. they have a competition that closes this coming Tuesday, and I actually, with my $9.95, actually get to take three shots and try to be in the competition. What you're trying to do is basically recreate the same three shots that hit the limo and hit Kennedy and the governor of Texas, Governor Connally. And you could possibly win $10,000. So I just got an email from them about a new high score here of 777 points. Now, points are basically awarded by what you hit and where you hit. So if you basically recreate the thing to the T, then obviously you're going to score the most points. But, you know, if you hit and kill Kennedy, you get so many points. If you hit him in the head and, you know, knock off his skull, you get more points and whatnot. But interesting to see, and like I said, I haven't even taken my shots, and to be honest, I haven't even loaded it up in probably a month, 2 months. And yeah, how do you do a magic bullet? I don't know. That's why there's more than one shooter. But anyways, just thought I'd mention that, as you really haven't heard much else out of this competition, out of this game, which you really can't even call it a game. It's more like a demo. And you know, people are going to continue to use the demo for many things even after the competition is over. But anyways, just thought I would mention that. I thought that was kind of interesting. And I will take my three shots before Tuesday. ActiveWar.de, home to Urban Terror and many other games hosted by Wolfsai, who won the skeet shooting contest. Yeah, Fabian did. Impressive showing, too, with a PSG-1. Punked all you guys. Anyway, ActiveWar.de, this is the file base. Wolfsai does have a new look to the website. If you haven't been there recently, act-of-war.de. Looks really good. Did a good job with it. He has dropped support for a couple of games here, but Urban Terror, not one of those games. He will continue to post information relating to Urban Terror there if you want to take place and possibly post some news and reviews of things. Feel free to send him an email, supportiveactivewar.de, and get inside the game with Urban Terror and help out the community. He also wanted me to pimp Western Quake 3. Now, this is one of those older Quake 3 modifications that starting to feel the test of time, as development stopped early in at 2002 and it never really got out of the beta stage. But nonetheless, it's a pretty enjoyable mod. I compare it to Pro Ball, another very enjoyable mod, which we will be playing as the Urban Radio Server of the Week coming in March. And I keep mocking Xenix. I better stop that because you got to admin with me a couple times, don't you? Did I say that? Act of war.de? You know what I mean. It's on the front page of UrbanTerror.net, ActOfWar.de. Wolfsci, one of the biggest contributors, one of the biggest pimps here of Urban Terror. We are glad he is in our community. You can get all the files. If you feel like playing Western Quake, as he does have a server up and running. So good time for all right there, ActOfWar.de. And each week from here on out, I'm going to post a preview of what is coming up in Urban Radio. I'll be providing that to activewar.de as well. That's going to do it for the mailbag today. Not much happening. As we have received a couple other inquiries about assistance for Urban Terror, so we are contacting those people as well. In our free-for-all segment, I saw another poll over at a website that talked about the main concern in gaming. And really, it came as no surprise that cheating topped the list, with bad connections coming in a distant second. Out of all the choices I had, I decided to vote other and explain why. And my reason was, actually, I'll get to my reason here in a minute. Many gamers play online games, hopefully in a team environment, unless it's a one-on-one thing like a UT Unreal Tournament 2004 or Quake 3 one-on-one, something like that. But for the most part, it is a team environment. But unfortunately, covering many matches, I've sort of come to realize that there are many gamers out there who really have piss-poor attitudes when it comes to winning and losing. You see it quite often in forums and in threads that talk about their most recent win or loss. If they won, they gloat like there's no tomorrow. If they lose, it's F-bombs and whining and reasons why they lost. Also, looking for an excuse or someone to blame their loss on, it's sort of ridiculous, but unfortunately, that's what happens. And there are exceptions to the rules. And while growing up, I did have a computer, one of the few kids who did. I also had an Atari, but during my time as a kid and even as a young teen, I had no idea there was this thing such as online gaming. It probably really didn't take place till, I'm guessing, Doom came out, which I did have for my Mac, and I tried to hook it up in a LAN situation with a guy, but had no luck. But that was really my introduction to PC gaming was Doom. I knew about team sports that you actually physically participated in, such as soccer and baseball, basketball, football, those things growing up as a kid. All these are team sports, and remember, there is no I in team. Your peers, let alone your coaches, would not put up with crap if you started mouthing off, dropping F-bombs, complaining. I do think kids today are growing up in a very different society where team gaming electronically is a unique venue where you may never actually meet the teammates you play with. I know some clans are very close, and they may get together every month, every couple of weeks. I was in what I called a clan, not really a clan. We were just sort of a group of people who got together, but we all wore the tag NT for Network Terror. That was the name of our LAN party, and you know, it was that type that, we all enjoyed gaming. But anyways, something similar to that is what I'm trying to talk about, where you may never actually meet your clan mates. It is rare that you have a coach, some sort of a leader figure who not only coaches the team, but teaches what true team play is all about. Complaining and whining are things you can't control, but it's really pointless to do. It does nothing but makes you look like an ass when you start to mouth off. And I can recall many gamers doing it, and, you know, just looks poorly on the clan, and not only the clan, but the individual. I recently mentioned a book called God Game. It explains about kids growing up today and possibly having a competitive edge as they go into the business world. I still think there is a shortfall that many might not be willing to work in a true team environment, which opens them up for criticism. In real life, an F-bomb gets you fired. It does not get you an LOL like it does online. It's Oswald. You're dialed into Urban Radio. We're coming right back here inside the game.
Inside the game. Radio. ITG.
And actually, that is going to do it for the show this week. As I said, a bit of an abbreviated show as we were sort of preempted by some clan-based coverage today. Based on all the shoutcasting that I am going to do, I will hold off announcing Urban Radio until midweek. I got to see how the clan-based matches play out here. But nonetheless, we will bring you another installment of Urban Radio, hopefully after a clan-based match. And remember to tune in at Sunday. A lot of clan-based action taking place. For Inside the Game, it's Oswald. Remember, tune in Wednesdays. Just push play. We'll see you later.